My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. God has done great things for me. Someone say great things.
God has done great things for me.
Someone else say for me.
God has done great things for me. God has done great things.
Everyone say great things. If you're at home, rejoice. Amen. For great things that He has done. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God has done great things. God has done great things for me. God has done great things for me. God has done great things for you.
Thank God for great things.
God has done great things for me. God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being a sport, darling.
Hallelujah. For great things, did you read the verse today? She didn't read a verse.
What?
I'm saying, did you read the verse today?
What verse are we talking about?
The verse I sent, the text.
Yes.
You did? What was the theme?
I don't remember.
The theme was...
At least I'm honest.
The theme was great things. I thought that's why you were singing it. Because I wrote for the text of the day, and if you're online, this made it to Facebook, and if you're on my personal cell phone, I send it out by text. A couple hundred people get it by text and by email and whoever else. So I was coming out and saying, hey, great things. That's what I was writing about this morning. So I took the verse, Luke 1:49. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Someone say to me. So then I added 2-3 other scriptures, kind of almost word for word, but I added, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Which thou hast wrought, or which thou hast done for them that trust in thee before the sons of men, before your neighbors, before your friends, before your family. That's what that means. Then I wrote, the Lord hath done great things for us. Someone say amen. Whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. That's why you hit the drums with a smile. Amen. You clap your hands with a smile at home. Praise God. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. That's that verse from the Old Testament, but we move it into the Lord hath done. Praise God. I am a witness. Praise God. I am a living testimony. Praise God that the Lord hath done great things. Someone say it. Great things. Amen for me. Praise God. On the French side, Psalm 19, I read the last verse in that chapter. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Put your hands up. We're going to pray. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's who we're going to address. Hallelujah. From whence cometh my help? Praise God. Amen. My Redeemer. Praise God. Someone sick in Africa, we're going to pray for Mado or Mado, I guess in French. Christina wants her family to be prayed for, her dad, Ashley, Ron, Curtis, and Alex. They all need to get saved, and they all need to be serving God. Amen. So we're going to pray for the souls, amongst others as well. Praise God, that are in their time of need. But I thank God that we can speak to God who will hear us. Amen. And it's already, as we pray, and we're going to look at this today as we go into the book of Luke, find out what Jesus was able, how Jesus was able to perform for Simon Peter, like to his, not just to his disciples in general, but very specifically to Simon Peter. Praise God. So put your hands up with that assurance as we get ready to pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this hour that we do have, the time that we have taken to come together and to be together. In Jesus' name, praise God. I come against any situation that will arise, trying to put a distraction or a opposition to the word of God as it comes forth. Lord, I pray for your anointing that breaks these yokes in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that the difference that will be made is that we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we can see the faith that we have is based on your capacity, Lord. In Jesus' name, it's not what a man or a woman can do. It's above. It transcends what anything on this earth can do because we have faith in you. We look up to you. From whence cometh our help, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for all those listening that they be blessed with the word of God. Their Bibles are close by, ready to be opened. The Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us into all truth as we get ready to receive, as we get ready to put forth, to allow our faith to grow. As I put forth the word of God, Lord, I pray that the seed will find its way into good ground, Lord, in Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God for the blessing of ears that are open to hear, eyes that are open to see, and hearts that are open to receive and to perceive, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're not just sitting around here wasting our time. We're not watching sports or we're not watching a movie. We're sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ to receive the words of spirit and of life. Amen. For the good of our souls today, and it's going to make a difference. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. I come against the works of the devil and the works of the flesh. In Jesus' name, praise God. Touch my sister Helen. Amen. She feels life coming into her body right now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Praise God. Tina as well. Amen. Death is not doing a work. Life is doing a work. My brother Saverio as well, in Jesus' name. That the blessing of the Lord be upon him. In Jesus' name we pray. And anyone else, whatever their need may be, that they make their request be known unto you right now at this time. And I thank God. Amen. As they ask it, they shall receive in Jesus' name. Praise God. Some of these things that we ask for, they're not little things, they're not small things, they are great things, but we know that you are a God, a doer of great things, and I thank God, amen, there's great things in our lives, even for our young people in school, praise God, amen, if they're gym, laying in a hospital room, or wherever they may be right now, in Jesus' name, great things can take place, because we have great faith, and we serve a great God. Lord, I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Keep your hands up for a moment or two. Praise God. Let them know. Praise God. If there's anybody around you, let them know that you're speaking, that you have faith. Amen. To speak. Well, as we read last week, there's power in your tongue. Amen. Goliath was defeated before David, amen, had the stone in the sling. He said, you're going down. He said, and it's your flesh that's going to feed the birds today. Praise God. His proclamation came to pass because he put his faith to work. Praise God. So go do it. Amen. Right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise God. As her sister plays great things. Hallelujah. Give God the praise and the glory for great things. Praise God. Amen. Amen. For Justin, for Jordan, for Rupert, great things. Amen. I prayed for people in their houses, in their beds, in their hospital room, or wherever, I don't know where they may be. But we have brothers, amen, that are they're incarcerated, would be, I guess, the word to use. Amen. They're in prison. Praise God. Great things can be done behind, amen, those prison cells. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So pray. Amen. Keep your hands are up. You're still praying in Jesus' name. Praise God. There's names. I'm going to welcome my brothers and sisters in a few minutes. There's names on there. Praise God. And we can be a blessing to our brother. We can be a blessing to our sister, just like Jesus was to Simon Peter. So we're going to get there in a couple minutes. Praise God. But our sister is going to play us through another few seconds. Your hands are up and pray and believe. Call upon God. Hallelujah. Say his name, Jesus Christ, my healer, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah for great things. That he's done for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great things. Amen. That he's done for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great things. Amen. That he's done for me. Praise God. If you allow those great things to if you allow them into your lives, amen. The flesh is so quick to jump into a conclusion or to jump to, oh, I'll get help from the left or from to the right. And put some faith to work. Praise God. And allow God, amen, to move in a way where God will be glorified and where God will be honored. Amen. Therefore, with joy, we read this last week, Isaiah 12, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water from the wells of salvation. Praise God. Some of you got to get a bucket. Amen. You're sitting there with your hand trying to scoop up a few drops. Praise God. I thank God today my cup. Amen. If you don't have a bucket, hopefully you've got a cup that is running over. Praise God. Because I'm not standing looking down an empty, you know, dried up hole in the ground. Praise God. I've come to a place, amen, a storehouse where there is meat, where there is plenteous today. Amen. New Testament, under the new covenant, we eat of the flesh of Jesus and we drink of his blood. Praise God. We give, amen, the glory, the honor, the praise goes to God, because you can't get this at a cafeteria. You can't get this at Tim's. You can't get this down the street, but you can get this in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The house of God is where I come, praise God, to receive, amen, what God has. Amen. What God has for us today. Praise God. Amen. What the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. Amen. So I trust your ears are open. There's a Bible in your hands. If so, I give you permission. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Okay, won't let us sit down. You sit down with a Bible. Amen. I don't want to allow yourselves to be in a... Or in a position where our dependence is elsewhere or on other things. Amen. Praise God. And God forbid that we be reaching out for something that does not come from above. It doesn't come from heaven. Praise God. And I thank God today for everything that he has done. And as our sisters were playing, they are great things. You look at the cross, someone say great things. You look at the sacrifice that Jesus was on that cross, great things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can look at the cross and look at the cross where Jesus Christ was nailed on. Amen. The other cross didn't do anything for me. One cross held a mocker. The other cross held someone that had, you know, more respect than his buddy did. They were thieves, crucified. And I thank God today when I look at that. Can you bring me down, please? Thank you. And I thank God when we look at that today, we can see and we can understand what took place, amen, what took place on Calvary, what took place even prior, amen, before they laid his back to the wood, how they mistreated his back, stripe upon whipping upon whipping, and the Bible says, and by his stripes we were healed. Praise God. And so I thank God for that. This is the report which God has given us, and this is the report which I intend to believe. Praise God. Amen. Doesn't matter what anybody else has to say. Praise God. I will put, and I'll put God to work. Amen. The Bible says, command ye me the work of my hands. Praise God. And I'll allow to do, amen, to do this. No man can do these things unless, amen, God be with them. Praise God. So I thank God, amen, when we talk about great things, I thank God that these things are done, you know, for you and I. Amen. Don't take yourself out of the picture. And this is what we're going to look at today. Amen. Because the devil wants you and I out of the picture. Doesn't want us around. Amen. We mess with him. Amen. We are the devil's, angst, if you would, because of he lost the place he gave up, the place he left behind. That's where I'm at right now. I am in the presence of God. He is not. Amen. So this is why this is an eternal, if you would, conflict or combat situation that we're going to be in, because the devil is not happy with where you and I are. Amen. But don't allow yourself to be condemned. Don't allow yourself to be put down. Praise God. We're going to read how we are in a good place with God, our Creator. Praise God. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be, you know, to become subject, like I said, God, for what I was just saying before. Man, unless we can do these things or we cannot do these things, unless God be with us. Praise God. So I thank God that God has given us the power and that mind, amen, to accomplish these things. Amen. Some people walk out of church these days and they're nothing, good for nothing. Amen. If I'm good for nothing, why did Jesus Christ come to die for you and I? Amen. If we were worthless, if we were just going to end up just being a waste of time and a waste of effort, why did Jesus Christ come and die? Why did the Son of the Living God shed his blood for you and I? Why did he come to make a difference? Why? And we're going to read this in Luke chapter 2. Why did he pray for Peter? Simon, Simon, the devil wants his way with you, but I have prayed for you. Praise God. So the next time you stand and look yourself in the mirror, say, you know what? Jesus has prayed for me. And I'll back this up and I'll prove it by the scriptures, by the Bible. I don't know how much time that I'll spend today to get to all the points. Amen. In my tablet, I think I have 3 feet of pages worth of verses that we're going to get to. And if not today, then next week, because this is important for you and I to be. I mean, our pastor in Winnipeg, I've known him for Pastor Ron for years, and he's always been heard to say, prayer changes things. Amen. You call him for prayer, he'll pray. He'll pray, amen, in English. He'll pray in tongues, and he'll pray. And at the end, says, prayer changes things. I mean, if that doesn't, you know, kick your faith into the right motion, into the right position where it needs to be, knowing, praise God, that someone, and it's not, thank God for Pastor Ron. Thank God for our pastors. I pray. Thank God for my brother and my sister. Praise God. I put some people on the spot. On the French side, I stood with a little grin on my face and said, put your hands up if you prayed for your pastor this week. Not all the hands went up, but the hands that went up, I was grateful, praise God, and not just for the pastor's wife, for the sister, for the brother, for the singer, amen, for the person behind the camera, praise God, for our children. It is important that we have, amen, that we take the time, that we have the mindset and the heart and the love and the compassion to do just that. How many people prayed for Africa? How many people prayed for the construction in Africa? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not asking for a show of hands. Praise God. Just put it on your calendar. I mentioned last week, there's a day for everything. There's a Veterans Day and a Mother's Day and a Father's Day and a Halloween Day and a Christmas Day and a New Year's Day. There's a day for everything on the calendar. But the Bible says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. I go by a different calendar. I go by God's calendar, by God's word. And this is God's day making a difference in my life, because God is God, and beside him, there is no other. Praise God. Amen. People get into arguments and they get into these debates and contentions and such, and I don't see it, don't understand. Say, how can that be? It's so simple. There is only one God. There is only one way to get to God, and that's His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. How can, when men and women implicate themselves, that's when things get complicated. So that God can have His way, and by His way, and I mean by me saying His way, I mean His the whole way. Amen. Someone say the whole way. Someone say all the way. Amen. You don't take yourself out of the picture. We read last week. I'm going to read it again. Turn to Romans chapter 6. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to read it again. I'm in the picture. Amen. Someone say, I'm in the picture. Amen. Like I said, some people walked out of church and only Jesus. There was only Jesus. No, I can I can read some Job. Amen. I can read, and I mean Job, the book of Job, the man of God, Job. I can read some David. I can read, this is Old Testament prophets. In the New Testament, I can read about, the disciples that were handpicked by Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God for that. You can go into Acts chapter 10, and you can read about somebody all the way, amen, the Italian. Hallelujah, that had a difference. He wasn't raised up circumcised under Mosaic law, but he tithed, he gave his offerings, he prayed every day, and the man of God comes knocking on his door. Next thing he knew, he was standing, amen, up to his waist in water, being fully immersed and baptized because he believed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't take yourself out of the picture. Romans chapter 6 and the, read verse 10 because we're talking about Jesus. For in that Jesus died, he died unto sin once, but in that Jesus liveth, he lives unto God. Someone say Jesus. Likewise, I'm in Romans 6, then the 11th verse. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves. Who are we talking about now? Who has just been brought into the picture? Amen. Someone say, I have. Praise God. And if you haven't, well, hurry up and get yourself in the picture. Amen. Come on in. Praise God. I am not excluded. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Well, I thought it was just like Jesus. Tell your pastor, amen, there's more than one or two verses in the Bible that they go by. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verses 10 and 11 are good verses, quite often neglected from behind a pulpit. Praise God. Amen. I've had friends, I've worked with personal friends that are dentists and the doctors as well. And when I did what I used to do, and we talk about malpractice sometimes and their insurance and how they're, you know, afraid that they fall, you know, be sued or under a lawsuit for malpractice. You know where the greatest malpractice is taking place? Right behind the pulpit. When you have people malpracticing the Word of God, not following the instructions, not going by the book. Amen. Don't worry about your dentist or your doctor or your nurse or whatever. I'll be sued the law will be against us. The law of God is against when they stand behind the pulpit and they lie to you. That's malpractice. In its peak performance from behind the pulpit, so-called pastors. That's malpractice. Well, I thank God today, amen, that I can use this word of God and I can turn my life over unto God and unto Jesus. Just as I read here, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed. Praise God. Who are we talking about? Amen. Are we talking about Kevin and Trudy? Are we talking about, amen, Lorraine, Lucy, Chloe, Maxine, Jim? George, Marjorie, Randy, Emily, Ruby, those are all the people listening in Newfoundland. Praise God. Did I miss anybody's name? Hallelujah. You're all in the picture because you've come to God. Hallelujah. And God knows who you are. Amen. I'm going to jump a little bit ahead. Praise God. And there's more names. I'll get to you. Praise God. Because I see Luann. I see Pamela. Amen. You're in the picture. Our pastors are with us, Jeremy and Michelle. Amen. From Africa. You are in the picture because of who God is and because of what God did. And God knows you by name. I'm going to jump a little bit ahead of the teaching just so you can hang on and see what else is coming up next. I mean, when I have to deal with my bank or my government, they always ask me for my social security number or my credit card number. I always got to give them numbers. Amen. I thank God, amen, that the relationship that I have with God, he knows me by my name. Amen. He doesn't need a number. Hey, I can go to God and say, hey, it's me. Praise God. Amen. And he'll know who I am. Amen. When I get my tax papers back from the accountant and I got to call the government because he never seemed to be happy, then I call him up and say, if I call him and say, hey, it's me. Who are you? It's Lincoln. And they'll ask for more information. Do you have your social insurance number? Do you have the date that's affixed to them? They always want numbers. And there's numbers that you and I need to avoid. Then they begin with 666. Those are numbers that we need to stay away from. But I thank God as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, as we baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, there is a name which is above all other names. Hallelujah. And I thank God today I can use that name. And I've got a name. I've got a name that I use here on this earth. And God has given me a new name. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's the name that I can go by because this is how God ordained things. Begin to realize, when you look at this system, you can see how everything is set up to oppose God. Amen. God goes by a name. The devil wants your number. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, my number's on plastic. Keep your number on plastic, because the moment your number hits your forehead or the palm of your hand, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Read Revelation. Those are numbers that the devil wants. Devil wants your number. He's after you. But God knows my name. When we read, I'm jumping ahead. I know there's more names. I'll get to it. But open your Bibles. Read Luke 22, verse 31. Simon, Simon. Peter is being addressed by his name. And it's Jesus doing the talking. Simon, Simon. Praise God. Let's bring everybody else in the picture. I'm going to do this quickly because I know we started late. We ran late in French. So all these names and everyone sitting in front of me today, praise God, all these names, I'm bringing you into the picture. Likewise. Amen. You understand what that means? In verse 11, Romans 6, verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves. Me, little old me. Amen. We're going to read some scriptures where the writer in the Old Testament, he says, when I consider the work of your hands, when I consider the stars, when I consider the planets, amen, the billions of planets, of stars that are lit up, a galaxy, and here we're bringing my little, you know, micro mini self into this picture. Amen. Even upon this earth, because there is this earth and then there is other planets. No life on the other planets, because the Bible teaches us this. There's life on this planet. And amongst the 8 billion people, here am I. And God knows me by name. Praise God. This is a blessing that you and I have. Praise God that we can come to God and that we can be before God in prayer in this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the, and I want you to make that confession. Just don't sit there. If you're thinking about it, well, keep thinking about it. And after a little while, amen, I'll convince you by the scriptures, put it that way. And if there's anybody else listening, if you haven't commented, amen, this is applicable to you as well. I want you to apply this to your life, that you can take yourself and allow yourself to be fully involved. I am in the center of God's will. Praise God. And God is able to look at me. Jesus, in his infinite foreknowledge of what was going to take place in the future, he looked at Peter and says, Peter, I am praying for you. Praise God. Amen. He says, I have prayed for you, knowing that in a few days or a couple of months, I suppose, in a few days from the time I make this prayer, you will stand up before several nations and 3,000 people will be added to the kingdom of God. Amen. Peter, you're a good investment. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to make sure that you stick, amen, to your calling. Praise God. And the devil is not going to get you back. And someone say amen. Hallelujah. So this works both ways. I know it's easy to have faith before God or faith with God or faith in God. We have all these different kinds of sayings and such. But God is looking at you. I said this 2-3 weeks ago. I said, you don't want God to look down and see you down there saying, what am I supposed to do with him or her? Yeah, but that, you don't want that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our sister sings, amen, I want to hear God say, amen, well done. Praise God. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Not sit there saying, well, not meet for my use, not yet sanctified, not yet where they should be as far as their faith is concerned. Hallelujah. Peter wasn't there yet, but Jesus said, Peter, turn it. Let's read Luke chapter 22. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, Jesus said, verse 31, he said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Satan wants you. Amen. Doesn't care. He doesn't really care who you are. Doesn't matter. Amen. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter what country you live in. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. Doesn't matter how you were born. He doesn't care. What he's after is your soul. Amen. And that's what he wants. He wants you in hell for eternity. But I thank God today I can make my stand and say, I'm not going to hell for anybody. Amen. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you have to offer. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Praise God. God burns the chaff to save the wheat. Satan sifts to get rid of the wheat. Amen. Bear this in mind. One way or the other, you're going to go through it. You can't be sitting in church and saying, it's all good now, it's all rosy now, it's all going to end up and all going to be well. No, hang on. One way or the other, you need to make your decision today who you're going to serve and how you're going to live. Amen. This is what we know, the wiles of Satan. Amen. Don't lose your place. In Luke, or just allow me to read 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, who's your adversary? Not your sister. Amen. Not your brother. If you knew my wife, not your wife. If you lived a day with my husband, no. Your enemy is the devil. Come on. Now, the devil walks about. He's doing his thing. And it's 2025. We're in the middle of the month of May. And the devil is still doing his thing. Seeking whom he may devour. You need to let the devil know that I'm not devourable. Praise God. You're wasting. Devil, you're wasting your time with me. Amen. You may as well go somewhere else. The next verse says, whom resist, that's you and me. See, we resist steadfast in the faith. Underline those words. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Praise God. In what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what we're reading right here, the word of God. What's in my hands. Hallelujah. So I thank God. So now we resist. The devil wants to have you. Thank God Jesus prayed. He may not get to. I gave this on the French side. I'll give it now before I forget. This week, Romans 6:1-14. This week, John 17. That's required reading. Somebody can write that in the comments. Read that so we can all be, you know, we'll all be prepared to receive, because this teaching is going to last 2-3 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah for the reading of the word of God. Amen. Praise God. So here, when I say that Jesus prayed, you're saying, well, Jesus prayed for Peter. No, he prayed for you and I as well. I may not get a chance to read it today. And if I don't, read it at home in John 17. Verse 9, 2 Peter 5, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Like I said, amen. You want to be sifted? Go right ahead. Satan will sift you. He'll have his way with you. Praise God. You want to become good? And I like the way the French used a translation, which was interesting. The French just didn't use the term wheat. They use a word which means the good part of the wheat. I don't even know if this English, is there a good part of the wheat in English? I don't know. When I was looking up, I said, what's this word in French? I said, wheat is wheat. And I'm going, French. Oh, it seems the French, they have the tender part of the wheat, is what the description of the Bible, of the dictionary gave me. And froment, froment. It's like the good. So I said, you got wheat, and then you got the good stuff. So I guess this must be the I guess the prime or the best or the softest or the silkiest, I don't know. But this is who we are in the eyes of God. Amen. We're not some derelict. Amen. We're not some person that is lost in our direction or lost in our mind or lost in our heart or lost in our soul. God has been good to us and God has kept us in his favor. And we need to have this understanding to keep the devil at bay. When the naysayers come to argue, well, you're nothing. No, hang on for a sec. Praise God. Jesus Christ died for me. His blood was shed on Calvary. His blood washed me of my sins. God gave me a new name. Praise God. Don't try to belittle me. Don't try to make me worthless or worth nothing in the eyes of God. I'm someone who is here today, and it was a very expensive sacrifice that took place, much more precious than silver or with gold, not bought with silver or gold or anything else from this earth, but by the precious Lamb, amen, of God that was sent and slain. His blood was poured out upon this earth, and I thank God that this is who I am in Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. Likewise, just like we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 11, reckon ye also yourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I wasn't born that way. We have that understanding. Praise God. I didn't come into the world that way. Praise God. But God did a work. Hallelujah. In me, with me, for me. Praise God. And I give the glory to Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Go back. We're going to go back into the book of Luke. Hallelujah. Because there's 4 points. I don't think I maybe touched maybe vaguely the first one. And there is this reading. When I read Luke 22, verses 31, 32, 33, and 34, it is, informative. I use that word. It's provocative. It's gonna get us to think maybe a little differently. I've never taught on this before, and I want to spend my time. And because I want you to receive this. I've been meditating on this for 2-3 weeks. And last week, I think the program closed when I came to me saying, okay, next week I'm going to preach on the power of preemptive prayer. And some people were saying, what does preemptive mean? And I was stuck on a word. And then finally my brother, who's here now, he said, after the program was over, my brother says, do you mean preventive? And I go, that's the word I was looking for. So when I was hemming and hawing and trying to pray and trying to come back, some of you remember if you were there last week, you saw the effort I was trying to make to come up with that word. And I had a little help from my brother, Alex. Thank you, my brother. Praise God. So the title, amen, so that we all can understand the power of preventive prayer, or the power of preemptive prayer. Preemptive. That's what preemptive means. It's something that's going to be prevented or avoided. And what had to be avoided? Luke 22, verse 31. Satan hath desired to have you. This is getting personal. Amen. This is not just the church or the denomination. This is you. Simon, Simon, you. The satanic plot was launched against them. And we're talking about Peter. When we read, up to this point, Peter, at best, he's comes and goes. He's unreliable. He's inconsistent. He vacillates. Fluctuates between defeat and victory. But Jesus says in verse 32, bear this in mind, what I just said, talking about Peter. Amen. Get thee behind me, Simon. This time, Simon, Simon. Verse 32, Luke 22. But I have prayed for thee. Amen. This is Jesus speaking. Are you reading with me? But I underlined those two words, I have, because you know what that means? I have already prayed for thee. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Some of you at home, you ought to be rejoicing. Praise God. In the name. Because, gee, that prayer has already taken place. That prayer is not reserved for when I'm in trouble or when I'm dead or I'm in the middle of having some kind of medical emergency or whatever. Amen. That prayer has already been taking place. It's subjective to me. Amen. In its preventive mode. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? He says, Satan wants you. Satan has desired to have you. That's his desire. Amen. We know what God's desire is, that no man shall perish. Praise God. So you have the difference here between light and darkness. Amen. Between life and death. So verse 32, but I have already, Simon, Jesus is addressing Simon Peter. And he says, but I have already prayed for thee. I've prayed for thee. P-R-A-Y-E-D. I know the already is not in the King James, but I just want you to have that. I want you to receive it that way. I have prayed. Not I'm going to pray. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to mark it on my calendar next month. I'm going to set aside a day for you. No, I have prayed. Praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. That thy faith fail not. Amen. Why is he praying? That thy faith fail not. Someone say, my faith. I do not have failing faith because Jesus prayed for me. And the devil shows up. Nah, that's not what God means. Devil, you are a liar. Amen. I don't know how much time was spent. Go back to the first page in your Bible. I don't know how much time was spent between God and Adam and Eve before sin. In the garden without sin, no issues, no problems. God would come down. He had, you know, he had the habit of coming down in the cool of the evening. They had, God knew who his creation was. We're not privy to those details. But all of a sudden, Mr. Lucifer shows up and we're joining his party. So how quickly will your faith be abandoned or lost? How quickly does the tides change when another voice comes in? How quickly do we lose? This is what I mentioned this afternoon when I came out, because some people on the French side, I'm trying to get people to learn the scriptures, learn the Bible, be ready, instant. It is written. Not that you have to turn and scroll some pages or look it up in your concordance or on your telephone. Know what comes out of your mouth. And when it comes out of your mouth, know where it comes from. It comes from your heart. And this is what I explained to people. I said, you know, when you recite, it's not anybody can read. Anybody can take a Bible and read from the eyes to the mouth. Anybody can do that. Read whatever you want. Yeah, anybody can do that. But when you recite, when this is closed, and you recite, likewise, reckon yourselves also, amen, to be dead to sin. This is not my eyes. Where's it coming from? It's coming from my heart. It's coming from inside of me. And I wanted people, I said, I want you to feel this. I want you to experience this. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I can sit down at the kitchen, and my wife's a good cook. Amen. I know it doesn't show, but she's a good cook. I can sit down at the table and use my eyes. Now, I know some people try to have me convinced saying, I'm just looking at that spaghetti sauce and all those calories. I'm getting fat. Nah. Anyways, all joking aside, if you believe that, then you got more faith than I have. I can sit at the table all day long, don't touch the cutlery, the plates in front of me, and use my eyes, and I won't gain any weight. My eyes doesn't get the food off the plate into my stomach. Amen? I know you need to open your eyes in order to read, but read it a half a dozen times, then close your eyes so that this can become an integrated part of you, synchronized. Amen. Rooted is a King James Bible word. Praise God. When I go look at whatever is trying to grow, we don't plant because we're not around much in the summertime. Amen. But you can see the fruit, you can see the plant, but you can't see the roots. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm talking about. I want this rooted in your heart and in your soul, praise God, so that this becomes a living integral, amen. This creates a symbiotic relationship between that word, that life, amen. I don't want to get too carnal, but spiritually speaking, this becomes, an essential part of who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That thy faith fail not. Amen. My faith, some people say, how much faith do you have? My faith is based on God's capacity, on God's ability. Amen. That's the faith that, that's how I operate faith. That's how I walk, not by sight, but by faith. Because of who God is. Because of the examples that we have in this book. Hallelujah. That's my faith. Praise God. And here Jesus is saying, Simon, I'm praying that your faith fail not. And when, not if, I'm still reading, I'm halfway through. Verse 32, Luke 22. I don't want your faith to fail, so I'm praying. I've already prayed, and I'll continue to pray. That thy faith fail not. And when, not if, who said when? That way? When? Thank you. Say it again and somebody join her. At home, say when. This is a different teaching. And well, let's spend some time. If the Holy Ghost has taken us there, we're going to spend some time. This is Jesus saying, look at the prayer that Jesus was putting into motion. Well, you never know. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to pray. Maybe break out in tongues and pray in another language too. Maybe get the church groups. Maybe get the, you know, all the, you know, the ladies, the seminar or whatever to, so that they all can pray. We'll figure it. No. So he said, I have prayed so that when, not if, when, I don't know if you can underline that word. This is the confidence, the assurance. And I'm going to use the word faith, but I just don't want to repeat myself over and over again. This is the faith that Jesus Christ had in his prayer. I have prayed for you so that when you are, hallelujah, not if, when thou art converted, he says, I want you to strengthen my brother. Now, in these two verses that we read, there's four principles that I'm going to look at, and it's going to take some time before they divulge. I'm going to keep reading verse 33. And he said unto him, Lord, now here comes the argument. Amen. If Jesus was to stand before me and say, hey, Lincoln, I prayed for you, I would recognize. And I would be overfilled, overjoyed. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you for your prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody that's ever come to me and say, Lincoln, prayed. Some people even call me and say, Lord, I don't know what was going on last night, but in the middle of the night, God woke me up. You got to pray for Lincoln. Amen. I would thank them for it. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Thank you for your prayers. Praise God. I'm not going to sit there like Peter comes up and he says, no, hang on. In the next verse, he goes, Lord, he says, I'm ready to go with thee. Oh, okay, how far are you going to go? Oh, I'll go to prison. I'll go to the grave. I'll take the hits. Let me run home, get my sword. Amen. Peter was that. He was ambitious. Give him that. But like I said, how was, at this point, I'm not talking about Peter in the book of Acts after being filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm saying at this point. And some of us are here. We are at this point. He says, I'm ready to go with thee to prison. I'm ready to go with thee to death. And Jesus said, Peter, I tell thee, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt three times deny who I am. Deny that thou knowest me. Deny that you're one of my disciples. And here Jesus is praying for him. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Some of you are listening, and I know your personal testimonies. You're here today serving God. Because some of these mothers of the faith, they're not even with us. They're awaiting their recompense. But they prayed for you 30 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. People come into my mind. My brother in Winnipeg, he says, I'm here today because my mama prayed for me. And he said, I didn't have it in me to get saved while she was still alive. But at least, he said, one day when I get to see my mom again, her prayers were not in vain because she prayed over and over and over and over again for me. Hallelujah. And he finally made it because someone prayed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that this intention, amen, will be, this desire will burn with us in even greater ways. Not just pray under 911 circumstances, but just pray for the sake of praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. This week, your prayer life will increase. Driving down the highway, thank God for my vehicle. Thank God for the gas in my vehicle. Well, it's not a 2025, it's a 2021. I thank God for my 2011 driving down the highway. Got me to church today. Amen. Praise God. I was in the passenger seat and I was meditating, and all of a sudden, and I look over at my wife driving. She goes, "There's something wrong with this car." I'm sitting there going to myself, "What would help if you put two hands on the steering wheel? That might help." And I started to pray, "God, Father in heaven, amen, whatever it takes, get us to the house of God today." Praise God. Pastor Ron, prayer changes things. And the example that we have is Jesus. He's sitting there, "Peter, I have prayed for you." This is Jesus. Now, between you and me, I wonder if Jesus had something better to pray for. Don't take me seriously, please. Amen? Because this is the whole point, saying, Jesus prayed for Peter? That's what we read. Now let's find out why. Hallelujah. Because prayer is worth every second. Prayer is worth every word. Amen. The devil is out there sifting. He's got some kind of strategy against you, against your soul. Amen. And today on the face of this earth, whatever plan, whatever, you know, this is, whatever well, we know what his desire. It's as Satan had desired to have you. And you have all kinds of things. I'll go back to Adam and Eve when they said, "Well, you're not obligated to believe that." This is how the devil works. This is part of his strategy, this pernicious plot which has been spawned out of hell, hatched and incubated by demon spirits coming at us to have us in some kind of distracted, in a disarray. Thank God, amen. Praying is not all that complicated. If you got to get down on your knees, get down on your knees. If you got to put your hands up, put your hands up. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't take 10 steps to prepare for prayer. Have something that's in you that you're going to open up your mouth. And if you can't speak it in your English mother tongue or your French mother tongue, then you speak it into a tongue that's unknown, but it's direct between you and God. Hallelujah. Because prayer, amen, this is the way Satan has devised his devilish, destructive plan against us. This is his ingenuity that he comes into this world, and everything that is out there is aiming, is taking, is an attack on my soul. So I need to be careful on what the devil, amen, what he has spawned out of the depths of hell. Amen. Listen to me. This is what God said, because I'm going back to Adam and Eve and Lucifer. Because I'm trying to figure out, like, where did he win the argument? No. God said, "If we eat that, you'll just be like God. You'll just be like him. You'll have this knowledge. You'll have this understanding. You'll have this long levity. You'll just be like a..." Well, logic would dictate that if I'm just like God, I no longer need God. Now, who does that sound like? Amen? And that type of logic can go back to hell where it came from. Amen? Don't sit there and say, "He's coming up with a new doctrine." No, I'm just saying, if the devil, and you read this in Genesis 2 and chapter 3, you read this where the devil says, "No, if you eat that tree, you're going to be just like God. You become just like God." Well, then if we're like, I mean, logic speaks, "Well, I'm like God, I don't need God." And that's what the devil wants. So that you and I and young people have no dependence on God. Don't need God. God doesn't exist. This is the world. Like I said, that's why, amen, turn off The View. Turn off Oprah Winfrey. Turn off these shows that are planting seeds of doubt. They are minuscule grains of leaven that are, once they are injected into the lump begins to become out of control. And you're saying, "Well, what's the lump?" The lump is you and I. Amen. This is the very basis of humanitarian propaganda. Humanity in our Western socialized civilization. We can do all this and we don't need God. Adam and Eve, they found out what it took, what would happen when not only were they removed from the presence of God, but they're kind of put on their own. Hallelujah. Amen. They no longer had the husbandman treating the trees. Get up in the morning and there's nothing to do but pick a fruit that is ripe, that's good for you, full of vitamin C, and you rub it on the... Well, they didn't even have sleeves to rub it on, come to think of it, but... You know what I mean? Take a bite into that apple. They were on their own doing their own gardening. Amen. They just didn't lose God. They lost the gardener. They lost the creator. They lost the protection. Because now sin begins. Even sin is implemented. Sin is planted into their lives. And then sin begins to evolve. You shall surely die. What happened? First to die, Eve's son. Amen. The curse, this is the curse of sin that came upon these people. And this is the devil's pernicious plot, if you would. Deadly. So what does pernicious mean? Deadly, mortal. It kills. And it kills for a whole long time. All of eternity. But Jesus prayed. Hallelujah. And the answer to his prayer, Acts chapter 3. When he came out of the upper room with 119 others, Peter stood up and prayed that day, and 3,000 souls were ushered into the kingdom of heaven. Someone say amen. Psalm chapter 8. We're going to do some considering. Old Testament, Psalm chapter 8. Praise God. I can keep reading. Lost some amens, but trust you, you're still online. Amening here and there. This will get you to amen. I want you to be blessed. Like I said, in Luke, in that one verse, 31 and 32, I guess the two verses, there's four principles, but we'll get to it next week. I want to spend some time on these next two passages of scripture from Psalms and from the book of Isaiah. Psalm chapter 8 and the third verse, when I consider thy heavens, when I consider the work of thy fingers, when I consider the moon, and when I consider the stars, which thou hast ordained. I'm going to give you a few seconds to consider. And like I said, don't take yourself out of the picture. We are in the picture. Hey, my sister Luella, thank you for joining with us. Praying for you and your family and your business up north. Hallelujah. We are in the picture. So don't take yourself out of the picture, but consider the infinite boundaries of our galaxy, if you would, or of the other galaxies that are out there. I'm only going by what I was basically taught in science, billions of stars, and there's light years of distance between us and the stars that blink, or the stars, you know, the objects, the celestial objects that have been spoken into place by the Word and kept in place by the Word. Amen. Consider this is the workmanship, this is the handiwork of God, Creator. Amen. Verse 3, Psalm 8, 3. I consider the heavens. Praise God. The work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What's that mean? Mindful. You're thinking about him. God's thinking about me. It's like I said, don't remove yourself out of the picture. Devil wants you out. God wants you in. Amen. Yeah, but he's got billions of stars and planets and galaxies. And here's micro little mini me on this one single planet called Earth amongst 8 billion people. And God knows me by name. What is man that thou art mindful of him, And the Son of Man that thou visitest him, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Hey, man, you can sing Stairway to Heaven all you want for all your life. I'm so glad that it's not by my effort. I don't have to crawl my way up to heaven. Heaven came down to me. Praise God. Amen. I was this high when you sing that song, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Praise God. And his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God did a work, praise God, in my favor. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to strap explosives to my chest and go blow myself up in the middle of a marketplace just to get blessed from Allah. That doesn't make sense. You stick to Walt Disney instead of listening to, you know, Allah's fairy tales. Come on, Muhammad's fairy tales. Praise God. God did something for you and I. He didn't do it for himself. Jesus didn't have to go to the cross to die because of his sin. He had to take my sin to the cross, nail it in its place, and make an atonement, become my redeemer. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. This is what Jesus did for us. Praise God. And here I am, amen, a resident residing in some, you know, many compared. I'm saying compare all the moons and the stars and the planets. This is planet Earth where we reside. I'm a micro portion of his creation. Amen. If the sun is this big, I'm this big compared to the sun. And you didn't even catch that. Amen. But God's the creator. I'm not going to say, well, why did you make the sun? Why? No, God's creator. He's got, amen. He made things the way he saw fit. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God I'm still in the picture. Praise God. Amen. Within the infinite proportion of the galaxy, of the universe, as far as the eyes can see or the telescope can see, as far as you want to go or whatever, I'm still within God's frame. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. I got one amen out of that. Maybe you all be tired. Verse 5. Hallelujah. Just stick with me a few more minutes. Psalm 8, verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Go back to verse 3. Consider the work of thy fingers. Consider the work of the moons and the stars. And then jump down to verse 6. He's made us to have dominion over the works of his hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. And we're jumping back and forth. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ. But we're in this picture. Hallelujah. Well, that's Old Testament, okay? Hebrews. And I just want to read this quickly in passing. What is man? Who are you? Who am I? The writer in Hebrews, he quotes Hebrews 2, verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou hast visited? It's a direct quote. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. I forget what word you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, but the word I'm going to use, this is, look at God's affection. Amen. That's what you said. He cares. Hallelujah. So my sister, you know, blurted it out, says, he cares for me. Yes. Look at God's affection. Yeah. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen. He made us. I'm going to back this up in a minute or two. We're going to go back in the Old Testament, but I just want to dwell on this. That how much God cared, and then all of how quickly we seem to get involved. Not everyone. Thank God you're all still here. Amen. As people get involved, Jesus turned around and he says, hang on for a sec. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How come there's only one of you coming back to say thanks? Was there not 10 leprous men that were cleansed? I don't know what happened on their way back. Maybe they never turn around to make their way back. But only one came to Jesus Christ with a recognition of what the healer, what the cleanser did for them. Leprosy is cleansed, not healed. It's cleansed, the Bible says. So what the cleanser, what Jesus Christ was able to do to their flesh. How quickly? I don't like, I'm going to go back to Adam and Eve. May as well go back to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. So go back to the beginning. I don't know how long God cared for them. And by that I mean no gardening, didn't need a... I'm trying to think of a gardening tool and I can't think of one. A shovel, a rake. Amen. A spade. Praise. Didn't need any of that. They were in the presence of God. The Garden of Eden, where there was no sin. And they threw it all away because they heard a voice saying, nah, you're not obligated. You're not obliged. You need to be careful. Because we have a government that's like that. And I'm not going to pick on the government for very long. Just that's long enough. We have churches that are like that. Well, you don't have to believe that. That scripture verse, that's a tough one. That's hard. You don't really have to, you know, that's some, you know, well, and they don't even know what to say. They just don't believe it. So I said a few minutes ago, don't talk about malpractice from a dentist or malpractice from a doctor. Talk about malpractice of the God's very divinity, God's very, amen, word of God is being malpracticed behind a pulpit. When in all of God, in the simplicity, is just to believe what this Bible says. Amen. I mentioned this last week. It doesn't matter. So you pick on some denominations all the time. It doesn't matter which one. I'm no respecter of person. I pick on them all. Because they've denominated themselves to a level. And they say, you got to come down to our level. No, I'm on a different level. Amen. You're not going to bring me down to the level of flesh. You're not going to bring me down to the level of a man or to a woman. I'm walking on a different level. It's called faith. Praise God. That I walk by. Faith because this book is open, because the Bible is opened, and I'm receiving it as God has written, as it is made clear. I mean, this is the Satan, his devices, his strategy, if you would. In Ephesians chapter 6, for amen, I would that you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God. The 10th verse. This takes power. This takes strength for us to be able to go through our daily lives, our daily motions, our daily our responsibilities that we do have, and to be free. Stand not. Amen. And to be entangled. When you read the first verse in Galatians chapter 5, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. For I'm skipping a word. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ Jesus has made you free, and be not again entangled with that yoke of bondage. Amen. Then you turn the page from Galatians 5, or three pages, you get into Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Here's Jesus talking to Peter. Simon, the devil wants to have you. Thank God, because Jesus prayed, the devil's not going to get me. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against wickedness, high places, the spirits that are running around in this air. That's who we fight. Amen. Spiritual wickednesses. That's who we fight. It's not my brother, not my sister. Some of you were following online in French, and once the program was off in French, I sat down and I taught another 45 minutes or so. We had questions on that, but I was teaching saying, we need to be careful with what you say to one another, especially the young people. Be careful with what you say or how you express yourself or express your feelings. And because the fragility, if you would, how fragile the heart and soul and mind is when it comes to the wrong influence. I stand here and, like I just said, be strong in the Lord. Why do you need to be strong? Because Lucifer shows up And like I said, diabolically, you know, spawned and hatched from the depths of hell. He's come to say, he'll come with his subtlety. And this is what happened to Eve when she went off to Adam, who didn't stand his ground or take his position as the man of that house, forbidden is the English word. Thank you. With what was forbidden from God to touch. And their disobedience ushered into this world a fallen generation until Jesus came. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. So again, don't take yourself out of this picture. Amen. This is, I already mentioned, Lucifer hates you. Amen. Because you are where he used to be. Amen. I am the angst, you know, the anger, the epitome of his frustration, because he can't go back. Amen. You and I, we haven't been judged yet. Satan has been judged and he's been condemned. His punishment has already been ushered out to him. No going back. Sorry, devil, but you're done. His only thing that's left to do is to take as many people with him. He took part of the angels with him. And now he wants that same type of, I don't know what you want to call it, but same type of numbers to take place on this earth. So, yeah, we do need to be strong. But at the same time, what did it take for Eve all of a sudden to become interested in something else other than what God had said? Yea, hath God said? Yes, he has. So shut up and leave. Amen? No, that's my friend. Be careful. I don't know in what shape or form Lucifer showed up, but there was a certain, I don't want to use the word enticement, but maybe I will. There was a certain enticement. There was a certain allure. I'll use that word. Attraction. There we go. There was a certain attraction that Eve picked up communication. Hey, who? Let's talk about this. Yeah. No, I know what God said because my Bible is open and I've read it. Amen. Well, that's not what God means. No, God meant it the way he said it and he said it the way he meant it. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been saying for an hour or so, don't take yourself out of the picture, but figure out, amen, I want you to understand when you showed up. See, I showed up in 1962. I'm in no place and no position to come in saying, well, this is the way I would do it. Amen. You have those malpracticing pastors behind the pulpit. This is the way I see it. You're using the wrong kind of eyes. Looking at something wrong. This is the way I understand. This is the way. And they come up with things that is attractive to the flesh. Yea, hath God said. I want to see the Bible open in your hands in such a way that there is nobody. I don't care if Lucifer, he tried it. Lucifer tried it. Satan tried it with Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, came to Jesus. Not the first time, but the second and third time. Isn't it written? Jesus. Who's Jesus? The Word. The devil's trying to play around with the word to the word himself. And by the word himself, I mean capital W, the word, Jesus. Read the second to last page in your Bible, the word. Hallelujah. He's got some nerve. Amen. That's why when I was saying when you can recite, when you can have the word of God as much as possible, if that's flowing out of your belly, you're opening up, your mouth is open and it's flowing out of your heart. It's coming out saying, this is what the Lord, thus saith the Lord. It is written. As it is written. This is how Jesus would teach in his day. And yet, at the end of the day, I don't know how many days this happened so often, Jesus would turn around. John 6, where'd everybody go? In other instances, there'd be greater numbers. He fed 3,000 men. He fed 5,000 men. Then Jesus would sit there knowing their heart. After the fact, you know, I tell people, say, mega church. Jesus had a mega church. Yeah, Jesus had a mega church when there was food on the table. I'm losing all my amens now, but he said after when everything was digested and they're going, people were going home with, I don't have a belly, but when they're going home, we'll try to get a belly going. And they're going home with their miracle in their belly, having eaten the fish and the loaves. Then after the fact, Jesus said, you know what? When there was fish and when there was loaves, when there was signs and wonders and healings, that's when they came. But when it came time to carry the cross, amen. This is, I'm not reading, I'm not taking anything out of context. If it is, correct me. And I live by every word which proceeded out of the mouth of God, so don't send me a half a line from a half a verse somewhere saying, I don't know what that says. I thank God, amen, that this Bible is full of verses, full of the word of God, in the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did I finish 13 yet? Wherefore take unto you, I finished 12. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Like I said, this pernicious plot of the devil, that's the first principle I want to look at, but I'm still not finished the introduction. This evil day, this is Ephesians 6, verse 12, verse 13. And having done all, to stand. The next verse says, stand therefore, having your loins girt. And you can keep reading the next four verses as far as what is the armor of God. Amen. We have a helmet, salvation. Our loins are girt about with what? Amen. You need to know this. Our loins are girt with what? Truth. Amen. Keep reading. Hallelujah. We have a breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah. So that you can quench whatever the devil is throwing your way. Amen. When you quench, when water will quench a fire, or when water will quench, you know, the sparks or whatever, what the fire's out, it's gone. And this is what this means. I'm not going to go into a debate at the risk of my soul or at the risk of my salvation. Amen. You got to be careful talking about the devil. Amen. Talking about the devil. The enemy who we are to be familiar with. Amen. The one last verse I'm going to read, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Why does the Bible seem to be disappearing today? It's part of my protective arsenal, if you would. Amen. It's part of my protective detail. Amen. This is what I'm talking about, who we are in Christ and who we are in God. This is how I'm made. Amen. In His image. Praise God. The devil wants to belittle you down to a number. Well, thank God. I mean, the government can do what they want, and with the government or towards the government, if you would, I guess I am a number, but who cares? Amen. Government's, the day I die, government's gone out of my life. Amen. I'll just be a number. But I thank God today. When we get into this book, there is an eternity at stake, and it transcends a number. Amen. Can you count to a trillion? They don't teach you that in school. Yeah. No. I thought maybe in 2025 the kids could be able to count to a trillion, because in our day we got to a billion, I think. What's a million? 9 zeros? So a billion was 10? So I even forget. A million is 6 zeros? See, you all know by now math was my worst subject. So I just proved it. So a million is 6 zeros. A billion is what? 7 or 9 or whatever. Anyways. You can put all the zeros on you want. You still can't tag eternity. Come on. This is not numbers. This is your name. And all the names I read, Samantha Smith, joining with us, your name. I'm adding your name to the list, all the names that are on the board. Yeah, a billion is 9, right? Yeah, I thought it goes up by 3. Somehow I remember that. So 6 zeros is a million, 9 zeros is a billion. So how many is a trillion? Amen. I don't know, things change. Because down in the U.S., the president just announced a $1 trillion budget for his army. And I'm sitting there going, what's 1 trillion again? 15 zeros is a trillion? Okay. Still not close to eternity, I'm sorry. Read the Bible. Amen. I'm not messing with your mind. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want your mind to blow up. That wouldn't look pretty. Amen. But I'm just saying, and I'm not missing your soul and your spirit either. I want you to understand this. This is not numbers. Amen. This is your name. And when you put your name on it, let me tell you where your name is. Then I'm going to pray. Isaiah chapter 49. Give me about 5 minutes. I think my wife is chuckling, 5 minutes. My husband doesn't know what 5 minutes is. I say, I'll try to do it in 5 minutes. I'm not sure what time, I've lost track of the time, but Isaiah 49, and we're gonna read, there's two opinions, two versions, let's say. First version, verse 14. Isaiah 49, verse 14. But Zion said, and apart from my little brother Zion, if you're listening, this I'm not talking about you. This is a different Zion. So, but Zion said, who's Zion anyways? Amen. Zion pertains to the earth. It's the carnal, if you would, this is the carnal opinion. Like I said, there's two opinions we're going to look at. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. Really? And my Lord hath forgotten me. Oh, well, I'm done with Zion. Amen. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to serve God that way or go to church that way, however you want to put it. Now, there's an explanation to make something clear before we look at the second opinion. But Zion, Isaiah 49, verse 14. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me and my Lord hath forgotten me. Oh, too bad. Verse 15, can a woman forget her sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son or the daughter of her womb? Question mark. Now, I can't answer that because I'm not a woman. I'm XX, right? XY? I got to repeat that. Don't take that one out of context. Amen. I'm XY? Okay, I'm not a woman. So women are XX? Is that how it goes? Okay, hey, we're sure? Okay, people, Lincoln's XY. See, something wrong with that guy. No, nothing wrong. I'm XY, right? XY. Amen. For you ladies, and some of you have children and your children have children, you understand what this is saying. He said, don't take yourself out of this picture. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son or the daughter of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Amen. And when I was going through the scripture, I asked my wife, I said, can you forget? She says, I'll never forget. Transported, I carried that child for 9 months in the womb. I'm not going to forget. And you can understand that. Ladies that have had children and carried them for 9 months, some longer than 9 months. Now, the second opinion in verse 16, and underline this first half of this verse. Behold, remember, first Zion says, Lord, forgotten us. We've been forsaken. Who are we? Whatever. Maybe some other time. No, verse 16, and I want to pray in a couple of minutes. Isaiah 49, verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. That sounds like a God I want to serve. That sounds like a God, amen, who has made us, you and I, in his image, and he loves us. He has this divine possessive affection for us. Praise God. Amen. Simon, I'm going to go back to the original scripture where Jesus is looking at Simon. Simon, I prayed for you. Amen. So Satan can't have you. And if Satan doesn't have you, who's got you? Amen. God has me. Praise God. Amen. If Satan has me, God doesn't have me. Amen. So decide today who you're going to belong to. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus said, Satan wants you, but Jesus said, I'm praying for you. So not if, but when you are converted, you will belong to a God, amen, who is above. Praise God. Amen. The King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. The God of the Most High. Amen. The Lord of hosts, the God of armies. Praise God. And he says, listen, how much? I mean, our brother mentioned, he says, John 3:16. Let's bring this verse into and join it with John 3:16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Amen. I asked this question. Sorry, my 5 minutes are already up. I'm going to ask you for another 5 minutes. I asked this question on the French side. I said, if you have never written anything on your hand, like with ink or pencil or whatever, put your hand up. No hands went up. Amen. I don't know if anybody was lying to me. God forbid they were, but no hands went up. No hands went up. Because we have all, amen, written something. Oh, got a, you know, doctor's appointment, 3 p.m. Call the bank, 5 p.m. Or whatever message that you have to put on your hand. Now, when I came home with something scribbled on my hand, my parents didn't really, that was not appreciated on my mom and my dad's side. And I wish I had known this verse. Amen. At that age, I would say, dad writes on his, Father in heaven writes on his hand. Amen. So it doesn't matter what dad says or mom says or whoever says what. My Father in heaven, God writes on his hand. But anyways, I did not have that argument. Now I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Made in his image. So I want you to, and if you need to, I know some of your parents are going to get mad at me probably, if parents are listening, if there's kids, but if children, if you need to, how can I just illustrate this a little further? Just to know and to understand who we are in the eyes of God. And if you need, just take your pen and just write your name on the palm of your hand. Just write your name so you can see it. Do it that way. Don't use permanent ink or permanent marker. Just write it light, just so you can get that idea of saying, God has graven my name, as we read it here. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. You look at that and say, wow. Like I said, you and I, we're not out of this picture. Can someone say amen? Hallelujah. Let's stand. That'll encourage me for my 5 minutes. Still not quite done, but we'll stand. Jesus looked at Peter, and put your hands up. Jesus looked at Peter. Because I know Peter argued, says, no, I'm going with you to the grave. I'm going with you to the cross. I'm going with you to the, yeah, I'm by your side. And Jesus looked at Peter and says, you know what? You may shy away from me. You may deny me. And you will. I mean, Jesus wasn't, it was an hypothesis. He said, you will do that. But he says, I have prayed for you. And I want us to go our separate ways today, even though the devil has set his target or has made you his target. Praise God. Hands up at home too, please. Praise God. That looks better. Thank you. Even though the devil has made you and I his target, Jesus said, I have prayed for you. Remember John 17 this week. You'll see that he says, well, he prayed for Simon. You go read John 17. Father, I have not prayed for those that are in this world, but Father, I pray for those which thou hast given me. You'll read that somewhere around the middle of John chapter 17. Praise God. This is the power of preventive prayer. I'm not going to wait till Satan has you in his grips, in his grasp, and then start to pray. Start the prayer chain. Jesus said, I prayed for you before it happens, so it doesn't happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that. Praise God. Do you understand English? Are you good in English? Or you're good? Can see that little guy in your arms? Amen. 2-3 weeks ago, him and I, we prayed for you. Thank him. Say, thank you, son. May my friend said, say, thank you for praying for me. Amen. Look at the smile on your face. Because you're sitting there saying, the little guy prayed for me. I made him. Talking like you. C'est toi qui l'avais fait. Ça, c'est ta création. Priez pour toi. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife prays for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hands up. Pastor Ron says, Chip, prayer changes things. So we're going to pray. Because Jesus said, I know you're going to deny me. You're going to shy away from me. You're going to say some things that you are going to regret. But he says, I have prayed for you so that your faith will not fail. Let's pray. Father in heaven, every single person within earshot, every single person that can hear me now, we all need faith that will not fail. And Father in heaven, I thank God that by the reading of this word, this not only encourages us, it strengthens us. Lord, I pray that our faith was not just added to today, but it was multiplied in a greater way that addition can do. Thank God for the addition, but Lord, I pray for multiplication because the day is evil. The spirit of Antichrist is in this world looking for everything and anything that can concede, that can just make a bunch of naysayers be happy. But Lord, I thank God because of what you have said, that we can understand how you have made things, how you have created things. Your creator, your maker. This is you. This is all about you. But how you have allowed us, Father in heaven, to be in this picture, not just for a day or two, but eternally speaking. And Lord, I thank God that as we look at your son, Jesus Christ, as he prayed for his apostle, his disciple, we pray for one another today. That every single name I mentioned on that board an hour ago or so, Lord, I pray for them, and I also pray for their families. They have children and children's children that have children, some of them. So that a difference can be made in our lives. Whatever situation that we face, whatever obstacles that we come up against in the next, even if it's tonight or if it's tomorrow morning, I thank God. It is prevented by the prayer that we speak now to you, our request that we make known, the strength that I ask for in Jesus' name, that we need to prevail, to withstand the wiles of the devil. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God that there is a difference between those who have received, because those who have received Jesus Christ have received power to become the sons and the daughters of God. And by that power, praise God, we have the victory over the devil. With that power, praise God, we have victory over circumstances and victory over sin. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I thank God for this victory which belongs to us in Jesus' name. Despite the planets, despite the stars, despite the galaxies, despite everything that's in the universe, I want you to look down, Father in heaven, right now. You see your son, hands up in the air. You see your daughter, hands up in the air, looking up from whence cometh our help. Praise God. Whatever that help is that we need, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that it becomes a demonstration, it becomes the evidence of things, praise God, that we pray for, that we ask for, that we hope for. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Praise God. Lord, thank God for the teaching of the Word of God. Thank God for your understanding. Thank God for the blessing of your Word, which we have read today. Lord, I pray, praise God, that if we have to reread these verses and re-listen to this program, it's going to be made available for us. This prayer is making its way into every hospital room, listening to me right now, in every cell room, in prison cell, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the living room, the kitchen, the people in the sanctuary right now in this house of God. Praise God. Some are even working. Amen. Hallelujah. Or on their way to work, sitting in a school bus, listening to this right now. They're in Africa listening to this right now. Or maybe just across the street. Praise God. South of the border. Not just Canadians, they're Americans. Not just North Americans, but North Africans. Praise God. In Côte d'Ivoire, in Benin, in Guinea. Hallelujah. Amen. Names have showed up on the board, praise God, today. I thank God that you brought us together so that we can have our steps ordained in the right direction. A way which leadeth unto life, and that way is Jesus Christ. And that way will always be for us. He, your Son, who has prayed for us. Hallelujah. Giving you the praise and the glory for the victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Praise God. I want you to understand. Amen. You know, Jesus said Satan has desired to have you. Amen. You know, even though a major war has been precipitated against you and I, we stand in victory because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why should I lower myself to believe anything else but that? Praise God. Amen. I don't care how wicked, how deadly, how evil, you know, the devil is, how methodical he may be. Praise God. I've got something greater in my hands. It is the Word of God. Amen. And my salvation will not be destroyed. My salvation will not be sabotaged. Praise God. I give God all the praise, all the glory, and I give him all the honor. Praise God. If you want this life, go to God. Say, God, here am I. I can see how you have made this possible by your Son, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm very interested in having the life that Jesus Christ came to give us. Praise God. And that life becomes yours. Jesus becomes that life centered in your life, centered in your responsibilities or your livelihood, the way we interact with each other here on this earth. Things begin to change, and they change for the better. In Christ Jesus, if you're a man, if you're a woman, and you are in Christ Jesus, amen, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Why? Because we are a new creature. Amen. A new creature. Remember what I read? Likewise, reckon yourselves also to be dead to sin. Praise God. Jesus took care of it on the cross. took care of the grave. He took care of hell. He took care of death. And I thank God today, praise God, he had you and I in mind. Amen. If you're glad for that, let's give him a good hand. Clap your hands. All your land. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry we started a little bit late, but amen. We took the time to get there. I want to be blessed with the word of God in your lives. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. Until the next time, be blessed. I love each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. Pray some more this week. Remember, Romans 6, 1 to 14 and John 17. And next week we'll be prepared. Amen. For part 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Victory over the devil. Amen. And amen.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.